It is Women of Influence Day here at the radio station. We are featuring local women throughout the day. I am here with Associate Dean of Fanshawe Simcoe, Donna Gates. Donna, to start off, are you originally from Norfolk? And if not, how did you end up here?
I am. I was born and raised in Norfolk County. I grew up Lakeshore, just outside of Port Rowan, so on a farm there, and married a local boy. We live probably 10 minutes from where we grew up.
And how did you get into education?
Well, it was really an unplanned, fortunate series of events. So I was working at the Chamber of Commerce at a time when the principal of the Simcoe campus was the president. And so that's how we met. And then he hired me to do his maternity leave, which back in the day was a 4-month maternity leave. I went to the college for a 4-month job and just never left for the next 36 years.
In your day-to-day life as the associate dean, what are some of the highlights that you have interacting with students?
Probably my favorite part of the job is interacting with our students and clients, because I get an opportunity to meet the most interesting, amazing, talented, bright bunch of people coming through our doors. And I always feel like it's such an honor to be part of their journey. And I have never lost an interest in helping students. And I also really like my staff team, because they're incredibly student oriented and I'm really proud of them. And I think the work they do is really second to none. And I feel like we bring value to the community. We strengthen our community with the work we do there. And so it's just been terribly satisfying, really, for 36 years. I still just love going to work every day. I really enjoy what I do.
Amazing. I know you've watched many students come in and leave through those doors. Are there any success stories that you've maybe had a hand in with your students that really stick with you?
I remember a very early lesson I learned, Ashley, and it was, I was doing some different jobs back then, and I was teaching a course, and I saw a student at break who, you know, was having a bit of a struggle. And so I just stopped and had a little chat with her and encouraged her a little, which didn't seem like a really big deal to me until after graduation. She told me that she was going to quit that day until I stopped and had that 5-minute conversation with her. And it just taught me how all of us, you don't have to have my job, but all of us have the ability to influence people in a positive way by taking even 5 minutes out of your day to encourage someone else or to help someone else. And so I always probably take the most satisfaction and it's the most meaningful to me when the least certain students are amazingly successful, and I see it over and over again. And so they come uncertain, nervous, not sure they can do college work, and they leave accomplished and proud, and I'm really happy with those students.
With it being Women of Influence Day, I'm just wondering if you have a message for maybe the younger women of Norfolk County that are considering post-secondary education.
I can't think of a more difficult, challenging, exciting, satisfying role to be in. But it changes all the time, and it's not an easy job, but it is a terribly rewarding job. And I think, you know, as a young person, you have the ability to influence others in a positive way. And so, yeah, I strongly encourage anyone to take a look at post-secondary as a career goal.